Welcome, everybody, to this service of Evensong. It's great that you've been able to join us. This service has been recorded by members of the Holy Trinity Church Choir remotely in their homes and then compiled by Michael Davanzo and Jack Pickford. And we're very grateful to all those who have contributed to this service in any way. May you find this a prayerful service that leads you to a sense of peace in these difficult times. And may you know that God's presence is with you in all that you face this day and in the future.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouth shall shout forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, and ever shall be, the world without end.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord be praised.
O Lord, thou hast searched me out and known me. Thou knowest the down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts, Lord.
If I climb up into heaven, thou art there. If I go down to hell, thou art there also. If I take the wings of the morning, and remain in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there also shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, peradventure the darkness shall cover me, then shall my night be turned to day. Yea, the darkness is no darkness with thee, but the night is as clear as the day. The darkness and the light to thee are both alike. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, beginning at the first verse. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. Here ends the reading. The second reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Here ends the reading.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy. Sustain and support the anxious. Be with those who care for the sick, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may find comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Let us pray. On this Passion Sunday, we turn our gaze to the cross and remember that Jesus shared our life of suffering to the end, but was gloriously raised to give us a life that will not die. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. So we, perhaps unusually, pray first for ourselves, that we may keep on looking to Christ and be sharers of his light and his life in this time of grave darkness. Words from John Keble's famous hymn can be our prayer. New every morning is the love our wakening and uprising prove, through sleep and darkness safely brought, restored to life and power and thought. New mercies each returning day hover around us while we pray. New perils past, new sins forgiven, new thoughts of God, new hopes of heaven. Amen. The Pope reminded us this week that the pandemic is a time for us to choose what matters and what passes away, to get our lives back on track. So though our own lives are being turned upside down at this time, we choose to remember those whose lives and livelihoods are in real danger and to pray for them now. Good Father in heaven, may we, who are merely inconvenienced, remember those whose lives are at stake. May we, who have no risk factors, remember those most vulnerable. May we, who have the luxury of working from home, remember those who must choose between preserving their own health or work for the health of others. May we, who are losing money in the tumult of the economic market, remember those who have hardly any money at all. May we who settle for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home. May we find what ways we can to turn our prayer into practice. In Jesus' name, Amen. Finally, we pray for one another in our churches, separated and scattered, but forever one in Christ Jesus, knowing that, in the words of St. Paul, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of the very earliest prayers of the Church, dating back to the first century, can be our prayer tonight as we seek new ways of being together and look forward to the day when we can share communion together again. As grain that was scattered on the hillside was gathered together and made into one loaf, so too we, your people, scattered now, are gathered together around your table and become one. As grapes grown in the field are gathered together and pressed into wine, so too are we drawn together and pressed by our times to share a common lot, and are transformed into your life blood for all. So let us prepare to eat and drink as Jesus taught us, inviting the stranger to our table and welcoming the poor. May their absence serve to remind us of the divisions this sacrament seeks to heal, and may their presence help transform us in the body of Christ we share. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.